Hi there, you are listening to Adept English, and this is a Listen and Learn podcast. My name is Hilary, and I created this Listen and Learn method to help you speak English fluently. Every week, we give you two English lessons in the form of podcasts. So listen to Adept English. You'll be on your way to speaking fluent English in no time. Hi and welcome to Adept English. Let's do a bit of Rule 6 of Adept English today. If you listen to our free course, The 7 Rules of Adept English, you'll hear about Rule 6, which we call the helping hand. This means that we give particular attention to parts of the English language to give you shortcuts, realizations, things which suddenly make sense to you. You might say, ah, I get this now. I understand it now. So today, let's do a bit of work on suffixes. A suffix, S-U-F-F-I-X, is attached to the end of a word. And a prefix, P-R-E-F-I-X, is attached to the beginning of a word. So lots of words in English make use of prefixes and suffixes. And if you meet these words individually, you may not realise the connection. You may not realise the meaning of a particular suffix or prefix. But if you do know the meaning of a prefix or suffix, even a word you've not seen before is more guessable. So today, let's take a few words with a particular suffix and look at the meanings, and therefore work out what the overall meaning of the suffix is. What about these words with the same word ending? Homeless, meaningless, spotless, mindless, hopeless, endless, fearless. Well, first of all, they're all adjectives. They're all describing words. But they also all end in L-E-S-S, less. So what about the word less on its own? It can be used as a determiner, a pronoun, or an adverb, and it means a smaller amount of something. So less as a determiner, you might say, I now take less sugar in my tea. Or you might say, I've now got less work than I had before. So that's as a determiner. As a pronoun, you might say, college work, I've done less this year. So there it's substituting for a noun. And as an adverb, so describing a verb, you might say, my foot is hurting less now. So that's less on its own. But just a quick word about less. If you're using it as a determiner, so like where you say less sugar or less work, that's fine with uncountable nouns. Those are nouns like traffic or custard. So with countable nouns like cars or apples or dogs, you can't use less. You must say fewer, F-E-W-E-R instead. So you can remember this by thinking about less traffic, less custard, less sugar, less work, but fewer dogs, fewer cars, fewer apples. I have what you could call a bee in my bonnet about this one. English speakers get it wrong all the time. But anyway, that's less on its own. So back to our list of words. Knowing what less means now, you can perhaps guess the meanings of each of those words more easily. So homeless means without a home. And indeed, homelessness is a problem in the UK, especially in London, even though we're a relatively rich country. So notice another suffix there, homelessness, N-E-S-S on the end. Words ending ness tend to indicate a state of being, like sadness or happiness. So back to the suffix less. So homeless means without a home. Meaningless means without meaning. So if your work, your job, isn't very satisfying, it may feel meaningless. Or if you're criticizing a book that you don't like, you might say, it's meaningless, it's nonsense, it has no meaning. Mindless means without mind. So we could talk about mindless violence. Violence that's been done to a person or thing without there seeming to be any thought or reason behind it. Endless means seemingly without end. We use endless sometimes, even where clearly there is actually an end. But it might feel good to exaggerate. So you could say, she talked endlessly about her boyfriend. Actually, her conversation must have come to an end at some point because we all go to bed at night. But perhaps it didn't feel as though it would ever end. It was endless. And hopeless means without hope. And fearless means, of course, without fear. Spotless is slightly different. Taken logically, it means without spots. But the way we use this is when we're talking about how clean, C-L-E-A-N, something is. So to emphasize very clean, we might say spotless. So you could hear, the hotel room was spotlessly clean. Or the bed sheets hanging on the washing line were spotless. Just pausing a minute there to check whether you're enjoying this podcast and whether you're finding it useful. If you are and you'd like access to further podcasts, you will find many more like this either on the platform you're listening to or on our website. But if you've already heard the podcasts that are available, there are still some more to listen to. In fact, there are another 250 podcasts, which you can buy in groups of 50, or you can buy the whole 250 podcasts all in one go. This is a great resource to have on your phone so that you can do your English language listening practice at any time. Have a look on our website under Courses, and you'll find the podcast bundles there, ready for immediate download. So back to our list again. Homeless, meaningless, spotless, mindless, hopeless, endless, and fearless. You could take these same words and add the suffix full, F-U-L, on the end. Full, F-U-L, isn't a word in its own right, but F-U-L-L is. And that's the meaning of the suffix full. So whereas the suffix less means without, the suffix full means full of. So swapping a less suffix for a full suffix works for some words but not others. So you can say homeless, but you can't say homeful. You also can't make spotless into spotful, and you can't make endless into endful. Those don't work. But meaningless and meaningful, mindless and mindful, hopeless and hopeful, and fearless and fearful, they all work. They're all words with opposite meanings. Here are some more phrases with less words in them, words with the suffix L-E-S-S. I'll leave you to work out the meanings of these phrases. Expressionless faces, characterless houses, emotionless logic, motherless children, seamless leggings, painless dentistry, timeless style, priceless antiques. There are many more words with an L-E-S-S suffix, but at least now you'll know how to look at the first bit of the word and to see what it is that's being described as missing. And here's a challenge for you, just in case this podcast is easy. Only two of the words I've just listed can have the less suffix replaced by the F-U-L suffix and make a valid word. Can you tell which ones they are? The answers are in the transcript. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. Don't forget to visit our website for other podcasts, interesting articles and transcripts. That's the written version of this podcast in PDF format. You can sign up for our free 7-day course. And if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.